Hello, this is Patrick Widdis with today's NaPoWriMo podcast on Poetry Nonstop. Today we have another prompt from the archive, which will surely set your heart and mind alight, from Christina Thatcher. Here she is with a poem which addresses some traumatic experiences.
Arson. To be considered arson, a fire must be set with intent to endanger. If a building is occupied and the fire kills people inside, this is first degree. If a building is unoccupied but destroyed, this is second degree. If a fire causes danger, undefined but no one dies, and the building doesn't burn completely, this is third degree. But the statutes are unclear about what happens when you live in an arsonist family and every home you occupy burns to the ground again and again. And every night you must get quicker at rebuilding, at practicing shallow breathing when the smoke enters your room. And you must learn the art of prevention, to collect wet wood, braid bedsheet ropes for window escapes, pour cat litter into gasoline tanks. The statutes are unclear about what happens when you inherit arson, when you cut your arm and bleed. Fire. Fire. I would like your listeners to write their own poem inspired by fire. So this could be a literal fire. So think a campfire, bonfire, a hearth fire, some wildfires. Or it could be a metaphorical fire. So you could talk about fire as a fuel for passion or love or determination. Really whatever sparks their interest, but some poem which is inspired by fire, whether real or imagined.
Yeah, it's a great topic for a poem. There's so many ways you can go with it. And I'd say it's worth trying to kind of dig deep and not sort of just go for the obvious describing real fire, sort of look for those metaphors and things, because obviously you've produced a whole collection sort of which has fire running through it, so there's lots to explore there.
No, definitely. I feel like there's so much that can be written about this topic, and I'm really intrigued to see what people end up writing.
Yeah, I had to go, and I did what I often do when I start writing about something. I just spent 10 minutes free writing anything that I could think of about fire. And that sort of led to me thinking about some things which I wouldn't have thought about otherwise, and some memories which have sort of come into this poem which I ended up writing. So this is my response to the prompt, and it's called Barbecue. Some bright spark spotted one at the garden centre, on sale for a tenner. Free from the exam hall and revision schedules, we pooled our resources, and laden with boxes and creaking carrier bags, we headed to the park. With no need for instructions, we pieced it together, till it stood proud with gaping Pac-Man mouth. We filled it with charcoal, nurtured flames in its belly, as we drank away the sun-drenched hours, devouring charred and chewy meat. It was dark and suddenly freezing by the time we started to tidy. But what to do with this hot, greasy metal machine that no longer fit in its box and trundled unsteady on its two small wheels? We all joined in at first, pushing over grass and paths, eliciting its rattly laugh. But when we got to the street, we began to tire and fell away one by one, leaving it alone on the pavement like an empty pram.